Well, hello guys. Now, I found this video online, and it's a pretty good video, and there's quite a few good clips in it. And I've taken a couple of clips out just to have a chat about them. And I'll put a link to the main video down below. Now, we all know that femmes don't need no man, because they're all boss babes, aren't they? And of course, the modern femme always has her phone with them, and if they're going to record something, it's going to be themselves. And when they start filming themselves, they can't resist the urge to twerk. I guess it's in their nature. The same as getting their breasts out all the time. But this one didn't go the way she thought it would. Well, there you go, guys. This is a complete Femon production. And I know Femons do light candles all over the place. They don't seem to realise the fire risk. And you know, I was wondering. This whole situation and outcome was caused by two Femons. I mean, who the hell are they going to blame? So here's another short video of a Femon showing you how stable and happy she is. Well, I don't know. I think she summed up what most femmes feel today and act like. And of course, this is probably one of the femmes that don't need no man. But she does need Prozac or something. In this video online, it was mentioned in the comments about Survivor 2, where it was the femmes against the men, where the femmes almost died. And I remember watching it myself. Although it was embarrassing for the femmes, it showed what the real reality was. Most femmes of today walk around in a fantasy world that they built in their own heads, and they're full of lies and deceit, and they refuse to give males credit for anything, even just putting up with the femmes for as long as we have. But those days are coming to an end, because femmes have always been the gatekeepers of sex, and getting males to jump through many hoops, but males aren't jumping anymore. There's also a section on the video where a guy sort of says something like I said a while back, if aliens took up all the males, and how would these femmes do because they don't need no man? And the guy that's talking made a lot of sense. I'll also put a link to the Survivor 2 series, I think, where the femmes are on the island. It's quite humorous. I'm surprised they haven't banned it, really. You take it easy, guys.